I have to admit, I'd like to have a multitude. I'd like to be invited to a Billy Graham crusade. But I'm not nobody. But the one I'm preaching about, he is somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to try to sing a song. When I do say try, all of y'all know what that means. But I do want to try to sing a song this morning before I preach. Here now, it's song number 297. And the song's called, I Love to Tell the Story. And I do love to tell the story. And now, you should too, if you've ever met Jesus, you ought to have a testimony. And upon every opportunity, you ought to be willing to give testimony. I had a man to call me yesterday from Lexington about Flint. And in our conversation, I saw opportunity. I could tell that he said, preacher, he said, I'd like to bring someone with me. He said, you probably won't approve of him. He said, he's had a bunch of tattoos put on, but he's got a good heart. And this man, his name's Alan Day. And I said, Alan, don't worry about that. Bring him with you. I'm more interested in what's on the inside than what's on the outside. I do wish that we'd do a better job of making the outside represent the inside. But he said, Eddie, he's 30-some years old and he's got a good heart. And he said, I hope you don't mind that he got tattoos put on him. I said, that'd be all right. He'd be better off if he didn't, but he's all right. But talking to this man, I was sharing the gospel with him. And he was telling me that his son had a desire to go to church. And he said, I started going with him. He said, I was there today. He got baptized. And just kind of listening to what he was saying, I could tell this man was missing something. And I said, Alan, the Lord loves you, buddy. He wants to know you personally. He wants you to know Him personally. I shared my testimony with him a little bit. But I thought about this song as I was talking to him. I thought I'll try to sing that Sunday morning for the glory of God. But it says, I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings, yeah, as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my beaming glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story. It did so much for me, and that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my beaming glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my beaming glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. Well, if you've ever met Jesus, I don't know about you, but I had to go tell someone.
Amen.
I had to go all over Glasgow, Margaret, apologizing to people.
Amen.
I remember going to Listenbury Building Supply and apologizing to a woman in their gala. I gave her a cussing. I was full of the devil. I talked like him. But I went over to Brother Hired and I said, I want you to forgive me. I said, I've got saved since that day. You know what she told me, Brother Hired? She said, you was forgiven on that day, son, but thank you for coming back anyway. Man, she knew the Lord. Amen. It's blessing to forgive people. I'll tell you what, I went over to Park Avenue Furniture over there and there was a preacher in there. And I used to go over to Brother Melvin and rent my movies, my DVD. I think back then it was VHS. Let me get it right. My VHS movies back over on Park Avenue Furniture. I went here to that preacher and I said, I want to apologize to you. I said, I remember renting a VHS movie over here and I was bragging to you about how drunk I was going to get when I got home. And I saw the tears in your eyes and I said, I want to apologize to you. I got saved since then. I saw that man of God, boy, he lit up like a light bulb, Anita. He said, glory, I'm glad to hear it, son. Amen. I tell you what, I believe we ought to tell the story. I believe we ought to look for opportunities, amen, to tell people what great things the Lord's done, amen. But I do love telling about Jesus, amen. I think all day long, if you got something you want to say about Jesus, let everybody leave. Me and you will stay over here all day long. Just brag on Jesus. Amen. Let's get a Bible out this morning. Isaiah chapter 55, please. Isaiah, I had plenty of time this week to study. Last week I was at a bit of a deficit because it made me work overtime on Friday night. And ordinarily I would have had my devotion Saturday morning. I was out there at Vanguard working. Amen. I mean, I'm not graduated. I still got mortgage payments to make. And man, I'm down here, you know, I'm like everybody else, working like the devil. And you know, for lack of better words, I ain't gaining much ground, but I'm trying. I do believe a man ought to work. I mean, I'm 59 years old. I have to admit, I'm in pretty good health and pretty good shape. I believe that's a product of working. But anyway, Isaiah chapter 55, I'm going to be reading quite a few scriptures this morning. And we'll get caught up on our Bible reading right here. Isaiah 55, we'll read the whole chapter of Isaiah 55. The Bible says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? You know, I used to spend my money for alcohol. Maybe some spent theirs for dope, but things that I didn't need. Kind of like that prodigal son, you know, wasted his substance there, you know, and man, it wrecked him. But you know, it'll take its toll. But why spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Man, I was a slave to sin. I throw my money away, Anita. Me and my family, they struggling, starving, because they hit a man in the house. It wasn't a man at all. Man, I was a slave to sin. He says, hearken unto me and eat ye that which is good. Boy, it was good, Brother Melvin, when I got something good. Amen. The good things of God. The Bible said in Psalm 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And Sister Carolyn, I got a hold of something that was good when I met Jesus. And it said, eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. You know the Lord wants you to come to Him. He said in Matthew chapter 11, He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy, my burden's light. You'll find rest unto your souls. The Lord wants you to come to Him. He says, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Here's our text verse. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in the singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. I want to preach this morning on seeking Jesus, and I do desire your prayers. Father Lord, we ask for help this morning. Lord, I stand where no man should stand without the help of God. I yield myself to you right now, Father. Use my tongue as a pen of a ready writer to write upon the tablets of our hearts. Speak to me and preach through me, I pray. Lord, Father, I pray you'd give us ears to hear, and Lord, eyes to see and a heart to understand and believe and receive the eternal things of God. Lord, minister in our midst. May we marvel and see your mighty works manifested here this morning. Lord, thank you for the good prayer meeting last night over at Bethel. Lord, I already feel the effect of it. Thank you for it. Ask you to bless every man of God that's still standing for the Word of God, and every church that hadn't failed by the wayside but is still steadfast in the work. Bless them, Father. Visit them from on high. Lord, give us, I pray, fruit, Lord, for this service, we pray. May you add to the church such as should be saved. May you bless those that are saved and challenge those that are not. And we'll thank you and praise you. Ask these things in the blessed name of our Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Seeking Jesus. Amen. I think about all the people seeking Him or seeking to get rid of Him. Amen. They're like that crowd. They cried out, away with Him, away with Him. Give us Barabbas. They don't seek the Lord, Sister Carolyn. But Job said, Job 23, verse 3, oh, that I knew where I might find Him, that I might come even under His seat. You know, the journey for some is long, and for others it's not that long. I heard Anita talk this morning, her sons knew the Lord, and man, I wish my mother could have said that. But her son didn't know the Lord till he's 34 years old. But I am glad I got to know the Lord, Anita. But it is good to get your children to church. Get them to Calvary and get them saved. Because I'll tell you what, the world will wreck them. I'll tell you what, you send them out as angels. And the devil, he'll send them back, boy. And I'll tell you what, they'll start saying things you can't believe and doing things you can't believe. I'll tell you what, this world will take its toll on our young people. If you don't believe me, watch the news. Amen.
All right.
I'm telling you, we made a terrible mistake when we voted to take the Bible out of our schools. We made a terrible mistake, Sister Gail, when we voted to take prayer out because we wanted to satisfy one woman named Madam O'Hara. Read about her. Yeah, she robbed the atheist society. They made her president over at Gala. She took all the gold out of the treasury. She hired two men to haul it for them, and those two men cut up her, her son, and her daughter-in-law and took the gold for themselves. I tell you what, so shall be the end of those, buddy. I tell you what, the Bible said the end of the wicked, boy. I tell you what, it's not good, but the end of the righteous, glory to God. But for some, the journey's not long. And for others, the journey's short. But there is a journey involved, amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, we ought to be seeking the Lord. You know, we're here today. Man, this is January the 20th, 2013. I didn't even want to spend one day in this year, none spent 20. But you know, if today was the last day, if God decided, buddy, He'd had enough, if God said it's enough, I'm no longer going to allow man opportunity, you know what? I doubt very few would get saved today. Even if they knew today would be the last invitation on Him. If they knew the day would be the last invitation God would afford them to have an eternal home in a place called heaven. I dare say there'd probably be very few that would take advantage of that. It's kind of sad. The Bible talks about the love of many wax cold and talks about a falling away in Laodicea. When we say we're rich and have need of nothing, we don't even understand how poor we are. But listen, not only is there a journey, but those that seek Him find Him. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 17 says, I'm found of them that seek me, and those that seek me early find me. Most wait till like me, last done half dead, for they ever even seek the Lord. But listen, He still can be found. I say hallelujah. There was room at the cross, Sister Carolyn, for a sinner named Eddie Wade. And we've been singing that song over here. There's room at the cross for you, amen. Oh me, I tell you, I know what I'm talking about this morning. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 12 through 13 says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Let me give an example of that. Bear with me a little bit this morning. I like to have just ample time to preach, and then you know we'll go about our ways, but for just a little while, take your Bible and go to Mark chapter 5. I want to give you about three quick examples of people that sought the Lord. And I tell you what, buddy, when people seek the Lord, you'll find out He's not very far from any one of us. But take your Bible, please, and go to Mark chapter 5. If you look at Mark chapter 4, the Lord here, there's a great storm. They're out there in this sea, in this boat. And they come up to Him and say, Lord, care us not that we perish. In verse number 38 of Mark chapter 4, and He arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Man, I tell you what, you see those kind of things and it starts drawing crowds and there's multitudes starts hanging around Jesus. And we just had a Sunday school lesson this morning about the demonic man of the Gadarenes that come out of the tombs. And I want to kind of skip over him. And I want to go to verse number 22. I mean, here's all kind of people gathered around Jesus. They're thronging Him. Man, I'm telling you what, they're seeing things and hearing things they ain't never seen or heard before. And I tell you what, verse 20 said that there are great things that Jesus had done and all men did marvel. And verse 21 said, when Jesus was passed over again by the ship to the other side, much people gathered unto Him, and He was nigh unto the sea. And look at verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. Man, here's Jairus. He's a ruler of the synagogue. I mean, how could he? Man, the nerve. Man, these rulers of the synagogue, they were above Jesus. They saw Him only as a carpenter's son. But there's a reason he's seeking Jesus. I'll get to it here in just a minute. But I want you to know he found out that Jesus wasn't hard to find. He come running to Him, amen. Oh, man, he fell down at His feet. I tell you what, if you want to find Jesus, come running. If you want to find Him, fall down at His feet, amen. Not only did He come, but He fell down at His feet, verse 22. Verse 23 said He besought Him greatly. Yeah. You tell you, buddy, you want to find the Lord, you see Him greatly. Man, don't half-heartedly come up here blowing bubbles, chewing bubble gum and laughing and snickering. But I'll tell you what the Bible said, He besought Him greatly. Amen. I'm telling you, I'll get to why He came here in just a minute. But He said, I pray thee, come to my house. He said, my little daughter's dying. She's lying at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands upon her that she may be healed and she shall live. What brought Jairus to Jesus was the fact that his daughter was dying. But he shows here that he's got faith. He shows that he's seeking Him greatly. He shows that he's a praying man. He said, I pray thee, come, and if you do, she'll live, amen. What brings Jesus, what brings people to Jesus sometimes is circumstance. Man, I'll tell you what, there were circumstances in my life that brought me to Jesus. Man, I don't really like to elaborate on it, but I'll tell you one thing, it wasn't a pleasant sight when I saw the real Eddie Wade before I got saved. Man, I've been watching Eddie Wade in the mirror for 34 years, Sister Gail, and I didn't really have a problem with Eddie Wade until my little boy come back there and said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today? And for the first time in my life, at the age of 34 years old, I saw the real Eddie Wade. That's what the problem is. We just don't see things as they really are. We just see things as we want to see them. Man, I'm telling you, that's the way I was. I just saw it. I was just as good as anybody else. And if that bunch of hypocrites was going, I'd surely go too. Well, it's not like that at all. But I'll tell you what, boy, circumstances changed, Dad. When I saw the real Eddie Wade, I choked on the words. I still remember, boy, biting my tongue because I sure didn't want to say what I told my little boy. My little boy said, "Daddy, will you please go church with me today?" I fell down like a sack of taters in front of him, Jesse. And I said, "Of course, Daddy, go to church you today." And that's the furthest thing from my mind. Circumstances changed that. I was aiming to go fishing that day, buddy. I was already putting my fishing clothes on. I already made plans. But I remember my little boy running down the hall, "Mama, Mama, Daddy's going to church with me today." I imagine my wife probably passed out, Margaret. I know, boy, they thought, "What in the world's going on?" But I went to church with my family that day and heard the preaching of the Word of God. Never been the same since. Amen.
Amen.
Circumstances changed that. Man, I was aiming to go fishing, Brother Melvin, but I wasn't expecting a little boy come through the door with tears running off his cheeks like a leaking faucet, a little lip a quivering, walked up to his ugly sinner father and said, "Daddy, will you please go to church with me today?" And the sight was more than I could bear. It allowed me to see what I need to see, Brother Melvin. You know, most of the problem is we just don't see what we need to see. I believe people seek the Lord if I could just pull a lid off of hell. Just for 1 minute, just let you look down in there. And you can see some of your buddies down in there and some of your family down in there. And you see them screaming, saying, "Somebody warned them, lest they come to this dreadful place." Boy, if I could do that. Oh yeah, I'd do it in a heartbeat. Man, I'll tell you right now. And people in hell, they're not having a party. They're screaming. Eternal torments. Man, they don't want nobody to join them. They want somebody to warn them. Amen. Circumstances cause, yes, a ruler of the synagogue. How could he have the nerve that he would come to Jesus, stoop that low? But I'll tell you what, that little girl, you know the Bible said a little child will lead them. That little boy led me to church.
Yeah.
I tell you what, boy, I learned a lot from that little boy, 8-year-old boy. Learned a lot from him. Amen. I learned, buddy, he knew something I needed to know. But Jairus here, man, right? You know, things don't always go as planned. And the Lord said that He would go with him. And as they're going in the journey, verse 24, it said, "Much people followed Him, thronging Him." Verse 25 mentions a certain woman. Her name's not given. Now when the Lord puts a certain in there, there's a reason for that. But Carolyn, she's just called a certain woman. But I'll tell you what, buddy, she had circumstances also. I mean, for 12 years, William, she had this issue. I've met people that had issues.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, I don't like issues. But I'll tell you what, the Lord can fix them. Amen. She had an issue. Amen, Carolyn. That issue caused her to seek the Lord. Man, this is sweet. I actually, for lack of better words, you know, I just want to let the Lord lead here this morning. But she came, and the reason she came, verse 27 said she'd heard of Him. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bible said, "How should they hear without a preacher? How should they preach except they be sent?" Romans chapter 10. Man, I tell you what, I don't want to preach nothing but Jesus. I want to preach Him as all in all. All a lost person needs to be saved. All a lost person needs to go to heaven. I'm telling you, buddy. I don't want to get off track here, but I'll tell you what she heard about this Jesus. You know why that Queen of Sheba come to Solomon? The Bible said she heard about Him. She came a long way, brought all kind of spices and all kind of treasures with her. But I'll tell you what, she testified to this. She said, "The hash not been told." I'll tell you what, buddy, it's about the way it is with Jesus. But she'd heard about Him, Brother Melvin. She'd heard about Jesus, amen. And she came in this multitude that was thrown in Him. She came in the past. She come in behind and slipped in and touched His garment. Because she said, "If I may but touch His garment, I'll be healed," amen. Man, she believed He could help her. She believed, Carolyn, "If I could just touch the hem of His garment." Look at this. She said, "I shall be whole." Verse 28. You know what brought me to Jesus, Brother Melvin? I believed. Man told me, he said, Eddie, Jesus loves you. He said, Eddie, Jesus wants to save you. He's just waiting for you to ask Him. William, I believed it.
Yeah.
I believed it so much, man, there was faith sprung up in me like a big whipping willow. I mean, a big bay tree. I couldn't wait to find a place of repentance calling. And I found out, buddy, it was greater than it was cold. And when we get ahead, is I wished I'd done it sooner. Hallelujah, glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, I wish you could do it more than once. I'd do it again, Brother Melvin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Man, the greatest joy life offers is meet Him. She said, I believe if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I'd be made whole. Man, she'd had a rough go. The Bible said she went to many physicians and suffered many things and grew nothing better but rather worse. And she spent everything she had. But Sister Gayla, when you ain't got nothing but Jesus, that's all you need. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I'll just take Him. I don't know what the world's going to throw at me, Margaret. I don't know when the devil's going to sift me more than he already is. But I'll tell you what. I'm glad through Him. I'm going all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. She heard about Jesus. He caused her to seek Him. And it wasn't as easy with her as it was with some to get to Jesus. But I'll tell you what, when she didn't make her way through this press, the Bible said in verse 29, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Amen.
And she, everybody always tells me, Anita, they tell me you can't go on feelings. You're done writing this in your Bible. She felt in her body. I remember the day I felt it. And it is kind of better felt than told. I don't know how in the world you put something like that into words anyway. But I remember the day, buddy, I felt it. Man, oh man, oh man. I remember the day, Brother Melvin, when he took his rightful place on the throne of my soul. He became my Lord.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Man, oh man, oh man.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't know how in the world we're to keep having stampedes to get to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And I tell you what, buddy, you can get healed. You can get help. If you just get to Jesus, amen. But she's contending with these multitudes. You know what brought them multitudes? Man, I'm telling you what, brother, they heard about these things that Jesus had done. But listen, things don't always go as planned. I'm going to tell you now, Jairus, he's got a need here. Jesus is on the way to that need. And He turned around and said, who touched me? And this woman saw she wasn't hid, fearing. She came and told him all the truth. And he told her, go in peace. And while all this is going on, verse 35, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house a certain, there it is again, no name, which said, thy daughter's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Things don't always go as planned. I've been at the hospital. I've got down, boy, and I mean done heartfelt prayer and interceded to God on behalf of someone. I mean, boy, pour my heart out and say, Lord, You can do all things. Lord, it's possible for You to change the circumstances here. But not knowing the will of God, God may have some better mind. But I'll tell you what, boy, right in the middle of all of this, the word come, the girl's dead. And oh me, you can either give up or you can hold on to faith. I've seen people, Sister Carolyn, that just wouldn't give up.
Amen.
They just wouldn't give up.
Amen.
And the doctors, they don't know what to do. They said, I just told you. And they said, don't matter. I need to go talk to God about it. I'm glad, praise God, we can go get a second opinion. Amen.
Yes.
And say, Lord, is this Your will? Or is this somebody else's will? Lord, is it Your will for me to have a grave for my daughter? Is that Your will? I remember the day when I got the news my daughter had been in a car wreck. Ordinarily, I wouldn't have no problem at all praying, but I remember on that day I couldn't get a word out for crying. And two men of God knelt down there and prayed on behalf of my daughter. And I laid my hands on their back, Brother Melvin, my wife's pastor, my pastor. Both them men of God got down weeping, crying, saying, Lord, we wish You would intervene here and help on this family, Lord. They're in trouble here. They need some help. And I put my hand on the back of them men and just wailed. And then we went to the waiting room and waited. But God had something better in mind. Man, He did heal my daughter. Man, she ain't never been hurting since that day. He took her home, Gail. Man, that's the best thing He could have did. I don't always understand the will of God, but I'll tell you one thing, His will is better than mine. He had something better than mine. My daughter been walking on streets of gold, singing better than she's ever sung, feeling better than she's ever felt. But I'll tell you what, things don't always go as planned. Sometimes, buddy, I'll tell you what, you can give up, or you can hold on and believe God. Well, I didn't give up until the doctor come in there, crawled on his knees up to me and said, "Son, are you the father?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I'm sorry, I've done everything I could," and buried his face in my lap and wept like a baby. I pulled him up and hugged him and said, "Thank you, sir, I know you did." It's not in our power. Like Job said, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away." But you can either give up or you can hold on to faith. But I'll tell you what, verse number 40, look down there. As the people are laughing, the scorn, when He put them all out, He took the father and the mother, the daughter, and Carolyn, they went down Death Valley. They didn't fear no evil because He's with them. And they went down Death Valley. He said, "Come on." Down in Death Valley, He went down there and took their daughter by the hand. And He said, "Maid, arise." And I'll tell you what, buddy, she got up. And the Bible said that she did walk. Yes. She did eat. Yes. And I'll tell you what, buddy, they rejoiced. And they received their daughter back alive. Amen. Because I want you to know, He has power. Glory to God. Amen. Man, you're to seek the Lord, nothing else but the fact. Glory to God. He's able to heal. He's able to help. He's able to deliver. Amen. Man, He took that daughter by the hand. He said, "Made her eyes." She arose. She walked. She ate. They shouted. They rejoiced. They received their daughter back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Most of us, like what James says, when a man asks, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sin. I mean, the wave of the sea. You know what the waves of the sea do? They come in and go out. That's where our faith is. And sometimes my faith is coming in and sometimes my faith is going out. If I don't have my faith on the solid rock of the Word of God. God said, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will prosper the thing I've sent it to do." I'm telling you, buddy, God will honor His word, Brother Melvin. I found out, you know, what's the man we were praying last night? You know what we're doing? We're standing on the promises of God. We're quoting Scripture saying, "Lord, Your word says this. Lord, we believe Your word. We want You to do even more so than what we even asking, and we want for You to be Your glory, amen, that You might do it." Man, I'll tell you what, we see God do great things. We give place to the Lord. Quit getting in the way, amen. But I'll tell you what, our faith sometimes is like the sea. It's a wavering faith. It's driven like the wind, tossed to and fro. And James said, "Let no man think he'll receive anything of the Lord if he ain't got faith," amen. He said, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." You know why I asked the Lord to save me, Carolyn? Because I believed that He'd do it. Man, I'll tell you what, I couldn't wait to get saved. I didn't know how to pray, but I knew the Lord loved me. And I knew He would save me. And I knelt down there that day, April 27th, 1988. I still remember the prayer I prayed. I knelt down at my bedside at 9000 Edmund Road. And I said, "Dear Lord, somebody told me You loved me. Somebody told me that if I would ask You, You'd forgive me my sins and save my soul." And I said, "Lord, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking You to save me." And boy, God showed up in a big way. Man, He had that invitation to be God. Man, I'm telling you what, boy, when I come back over to Bethel Baptist Church, I couldn't even get it out before my pastor said, "You got saved, didn't you?" Woo! I mean, buddy, it'll show up. God moves in. I'll tell you what, it'll show up. I come in that door, Nita, lit up like a 100-watt light bulb, and I wanted to come in and say, "Hey, I got saved!" And He saved me and said, "You got saved, didn't you?" My countenance changed, Molly. It wasn't trouble no more. It was a great calm. The waves and the wind had ceased, and it was a great calm. And my countenance changed, and it was a noticeable difference, amen. Oh, yeah. It's not hard to find the Lord. The problem is we're not seeking Him. I'm telling you, buddy, God's done all that needs to be done. There's only one thing left to do, and that's seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Get saved with an everlasting covenant. The sure mercies of David, amen, are dying his head and go to the devil's hell. Amen. I ain't going. Man, I'll tell you right now, I don't like the thought of anybody going, but I especially don't like the thought of any way going. I'm glad he had something better than mine for me. Because I was going to hell. Richard, I was going to make it, buddy. I was as good as there. I was dead in trespass and sin. I was alienated from a commonwealth of Israel, buddy. I was without God in the world. I'll tell you what, buddy, I walked court and course. This world smelled like the world, talked like the world, and I was going where the world's going, to hell in a handbasket. But I'm glad, praise God, there was a detour in the road I was on, Carolyn. That road said salvation. Jesus said, I'm the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. I open up that door. He said, Lord, I sure would like to know you. I sure would like to be saved. I find that boy, he's more interested in me getting saved than I was, Brother Melvin. It's almost like he couldn't wait to forgive me. It was more his doing than it was mine. But he got me right where I needed to be. And glory to God, he gave me what I needed to get. Amen. And hallelujah, glory. Woo! I'll tell you right now, boy. I wish you could pass that sample, Carolyn. I go down there and say, here, have some of this. Man, I tell you what, we go and have a meal. And somebody says, try some of this. It's good. I'd like to take some of the Lord, amen, and bestow it upon you. So you say, give me some more, amen. Bountiful supply. There's plenty, amen. Enough grace save the whole world but a million. Oh, hallelujah. Man, oh man. We sit there like a stump. Well, something happened before we move. And there's already enough happened. I tell you what, you look around and you can already see what great things the Lord's done.
Amen.
Amen. Saving grace. The Lord came down. Man, He came down so you could go up. He died so you could live. He suffered so you could go free. You're like the Barabbas. They got to go free. Well, I'll get his name out here in a minute. Comes on whilst I'm going to work at night. Adrian Rogers, he gave a pretty good illustration. And he said, Adrian Rogers died so that Jesus could live. And he said, I want you to know Adrian Rogers is dead. And now only Christ lives.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what Paul said, the life that I now live, I live by the Son of God. Amen.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, that good life. The old whores came here, the whore family from Virginia. They sung that song, I'm living the right life now.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. I wish everybody would give a double handful of Jesus and just take it out where they may be and tell this world, like that demonic man, what great things the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. In Mark chapter 1, verse 37, it says, all men seek thee. The Bible said wise men came from the east seeking him. And let me say this, wise men do seek him. But they said, all men seek thee. Where if they are, where are they at? Where are they at, Anita? We got room. Where are they at today on this beautiful day? I'll tell you where they're at. They're out there, buddy, enjoying the pleasures of sin. And I'll tell you what's going to be a short season. It's but a season. And I'll tell you what, then it comes time to pay up. Gail, I've made a lot of payments. Some of them have been pretty tough. I wrote some checks. If the money wasn't in there, and on faith, I said, Lord, I've got to pay this bill. And I believe you to help me to come up with the funds. This check will be good. It don't always go. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. There will be a payment. It will be paid. The very last farthing will be paid. It'll be eternity in the torments of hell for those that turn down heaven, for those that will not seek His salvation, for those that will not let Him be Lord and Savior.
That's right.
They'll have plenty of time to make payments on that.
Right.
Oh me, I ain't making no more payments. Man, my sin debt been paid.
Yeah.
It been paid in full. We just sung that song. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. He paid it all, Carolyn. And the reason he did is because he loved me and gave himself for me. That through him, I could have victory in Jesus. Amen. But I'll tell you what, if you turn down Jesus, you deserve whatever you get. If you end up dying your sins and missing heaven, you deserve whatever you get. But I'll tell you what, buddy, they said, all men seek thee. And I'm telling you what, Romans 3 verse 11 said, there's none who seeketh after God. That's about where we're at, amen. Are you seeking God this morning? Well, I'll tell you one thing. You won't have a hard time finding Him if you are seeking Him. But the Bible said right there in Romans chapter 3, verse 11, there's none that seeketh after God. That's more true today. Man, we're down to a dry day, no tears. I pray God break my heart. Give me tears that I might weep over lost sinners. I'll tell you what, I'd give you some more crocodile tears, but I wanted my heart to be broke. God's got to do it. But we're in a dry day, boy. I'll tell you one thing. I'll give you this recommendation. Paul said, I'll give you my advice. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. For what is your life? It's but a vapor that appears for a little while. Here today and gone tomorrow. And sometimes here today and gone today. Man, oh man, the Bible doesn't say tomorrow's the day of salvation. It says today's the day of salvation. It says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. I'll tell you right now, buddy, He's got nail holes in His hands, but He's not withholding them. He's stretching them out, said, come, I'll help you, I'll heal you, I'll save you, if you'll just come to me. But the Lord said plainly in John 5:40, He said, you will not come to me that you may have life. Father, we thank You for the message this morning. Lord, I try not, Lord, to preach in the flesh, but I pray, Father, that the Spirit been manifested here this morning. And I pray the Holy Spirit would help us in this invitation, be the usher of God to help, Lord, souls in danger of eternal judgment and hellfire to realize the time and the hour. Lord, I pray the fear of God to get a hold of them and the pains of hell to get a hold of them like a woman in travail with child. May they not be able to forbear coming. May they break forth this morning. Lord, I pray they break the grip of death. And I pray, Father, Lord, they'd come to the everlasting saving arms of Jesus. Lord, we'd love to see it. We pray that, Lord, You would cause that to be so today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand this morning. I pour my heart out to you. Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus? Well, he never done nothing with Jesus. Died in his sins, went to hell. What about you? What are you going to do with this Jesus? It'll make a difference. It sure will.
167.
Won't you come this morning? Without delay, just step out. Get somebody by the hand, say, let's go. I need to get to that altar. I need to talk to Jesus. The time's running out. Man, I'm telling you, eternity is a long time. It's been the wrong place. God bless you, Brother William. I appreciate you, brother. The Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. I'll tell you what, he ought not be alone up here on this altar. I appreciate this brother, amen. Somebody ought to join him up here this morning. It might help somebody if he did. I'd like to see somebody just step out just in humble faith. Get up here and pray on behalf of someone. God bless you two sisters, amen. Somebody join them. I believe it'll make a difference before we get down and pray. Amen. God bless you, Sister Carolyn, Sister Gayla. Somebody come up here and join them. Man, I'm telling you what, yeah, you begging? Yes, sir. Man, I tell you right now, break my heart to hear about somebody dying lost, going to hell. There wouldn't be a thing I could do about it, but I'd like to be able to say at least I went to the altar and prayed on their behalf and stood in the gap for them. God bless you, Molly. Boy, it's a blessed sight. See, same children of God up here praying for lost people that they might get saved. Yes. Hell, my unbelief. God will help that unbelief. Savior. Bless you, Brother William. Appreciate you so much, brother. Hear my humble cry while on earth. That's Fanny Crosby. She's sitting in the service. Everybody's getting blessed. They're shouting. Fanny's sitting there saying, Lord, I love you. Don't pass me by. I fill my cup too. Listen, be like Fanny. Say, Lord, come to me. You get saved right where you at. Yes, sir. Yeah, I got saved at home. I wanted to get saved in church. I just couldn't wait. If I could have waited a Sunday, I would have. It was bigger than me. I couldn't forbear that long. Some had to give. I was in the wine press. I'm telling you about how spread beyond measure. I had to get saved. There is urgency in life. I'd like to see somebody break forth this morning and say, Brother Eddie, kneel with me. I need that, what you talked about this morning. I need to get to Jesus. I'm like Jairus. I got problems. I'm like that woman. I've been everywhere and I ain't got no help yet. I know Jesus can help me. You ought to come. I ain't nobody. And I'll tell you what I'm preaching about, one it is. He's somebody can help. He's somebody but it can save. Amen. Of thee, whom in heaven but of thee. Listen to this song. Listen. Savior, Savior. That's what you're supposed to point. Hear my humble. He will if you'll do it. While others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I love you this morning. I'm just a small preacher, preaching about a big Savior, a big God. But maybe this morning somebody's got a testimony, and I'll certainly give place to that. I don't know what kind of hurry you're in, but if you need to leave, by all means, if you need to leave, go ahead and leave. But if you don't need to leave, maybe there might be something this morning needful, might be said this morning, might make a difference.
I just want to thank you for saving me. You know, I feel you so much.
Bless you, Sister Gay.
I want to make heaven my home. I want to be ready for you.
Yeah, amen.
Pray for me that I'll do what
I ain't happy. Amen. Old song said, I want to be ready to go out to meet him. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Gayla.
Brother Eddie, I want to thank the Lord for this another day, opportunity to give me thanks to
Him. Amen.
His name. Amen. I know I'm not worthy, but still we are once we're saved by blood.
That's right.
I know we are. And you know, Brother Eddie, my heart's heavy for some reason, too. Even
though I am
so happy, if you can be by, I am.
Amen.
My heart's heavy for the lost. There is so many, many people,
including
not
even
want to talk about Jesus.
That's right.
They don't see into the glimpse of what there is out there that holds. They don't. And my heart's heavy for them today.
Amen.
But you know, Jesus to me is like a spring that just blows up. And He'll get you right here. And it's got to come. It is just unreal.
Like an artesian well.
That's right.
Springing up.
Last night I had this dream and I told Harry a little bit about it. And I have them real often anymore. I know I've had two in the last month. And it's just such a peaceful dream. Such a peaceful dream. I dream we were sitting there at the house, both of us side by side, and it was just like bright lights just out here. Bright lights just everywhere. They were all different colors. And I said, Harold, look out there. I said, do you see all the beautiful lights?
Listen.
He said, I don't see them, but I said, they're there. And I got up and I went to the window. And all I seen was just lights, and they were just floating. It was just so peaceful and so wonderful in my dream. But here come a little girl, and her face just come and went. Another little girl come and went. And one had a ponytail, and one had pigtail. And one of them's hair was just floating in the wind, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
And then there was I remember an older lady right here, and some older men, and some more.
Don't listen.
And they would come to me and get real close, and then fade out. Just as they come, then fade back out. And different people would come. And there was this class, but the little girls was giving me this. They wanted me to come out and play with them. And all the bright lights that I saw, I figured out the bright lights. They were flowers. They were blue and they was pink, but the wind was blowing. And it was making everything just bright. And it was so, so beautiful.
Wonderful.
And I just got to look into the streets where the people were walking, and there was houses like cottages, but there was flares all over them.
Amen.
It's just beautiful.
Amen. The Bible talks a lot about heaven. And McCamish wrote a song. I believe there's one who wrote a song, got a vision of heaven or something like it right there. And I'll tell you what Sister Carolyn there shared with you, man, it's going to be good. Would
like
it be something to miss out on that? God make a place called heaven, make the way, pay your way, and you still miss it. Wouldn't it be awful to know? I think that's one of the torments of hell, to know you could have had heaven, and it's your fault that you missed it. Appreciate that testimony, Sister Carolyn. If it didn't do nobody else no good, done me some good. Tell you what, buddy, I felt what she's saying right there. Amen. Amen. I believe God wants us to go to heaven. I believe He's went to great lengths to try to help us understand He made heaven for us. Amen. We made a lot of mistakes, a lot of messes, but God done something, but it undid all of that at Calvary. And He said this about it. He said, it's finished, boys. Got it done. Your redemption's finished right here. Oh, it's a gift of God now, not of works, lest any man should boast. He died to give that thing called heaven. You better take it, amen. It's His gift.
I think He gives us things that we need to share with other people, Brother Eddie. This lost and dying world out there.
Amen.
Here's the thing. It was like in our Sunday school lesson with Legion, when all of these demons came out, He wanted him to go home.
Right.
To tell these
tell.
People. Because it might help. The greater witness, it might help.
That's right.
Whoever he did talk to. So I feel like a lot of this comes our way. But we have to be a soldier. We have to be right there where the cross is so we can dart it out here to these other people.
Bless your
heart. Amen.
How can we do it if we don't know? How can we be saved if we don't hear the word?
True.
I mean, it's brought to us that we can share with other lost people.
Amen.
And saved.
Amen. Now, I've been trying to make an extra effort this week to witness. I don't know how many days we've got left. I've been trying to make an effort this week, more so than ever, to witness, tell people about the saving grace of God. And whether they get saved or not, I don't know, but I'll tell you one, I don't want to fail in my effort to tell them about it. And to tell them about it, they get to Jesus, they can get saved. Amen. Anybody else got in there any heart this morning? What you got back there, William?
I just want to praise the Lord for what I this week, for the blessings I've got, even though I've
blessed.
Those of us heard him,
that was a sweet spirit.
Amen,
brother.
Yes. It was there.
That's right.
And I just want to praise the Lord for it.
God bless you, brother.
Brother Manfred's there. He's going to go up
top of it. I'll be about to tell the same thing. He's just down there, you know.
You
I was there.
You can't. As
Joy
and I say, but I can't explain.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, brother William. Amen.
His son had been seeking the Lord, you know.
Yeah.
Wonderful, he'd been seeking
yeah.
the Lord for some time, I guess. I don't know how long, but you know, and the Spirit bear witness to me that he's on right there, you know.
Amen. That's
a mountain type of spirit there. Hit me like here, you know, it's wonderful.
Amen.
And, I felt more spirit there than the church left.
Praise God.
It's precious. It's
I'll tell you right now.
Lord, give him the right word there, saying on his spirit, knowing him, seeing like, you know, and it's just wonderful. Service to be independent. I've got more blessings, I guess, to get blessed in church, you know.
Yeah.
And the Spirit is so precious there, and the Lord was putting His approval on it. It was no sadness there, you know.
So amen.
The Lord had saved, I feel sure the Lord saved that boy, you know, He's seeking him and looking and wanting him. So, him and hungry thirst, everything should be filled about.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I'm just proud to have, and I can give him comforting words the way I feel about it, you know, that he's ready to go, you know.
Amen.
The Lord put his truth on it, but he's been the Spirit and been the witness there. Another thing, that Queen Bathsheba didn't know what she was saying, but I don't think she, when she said the half, it never been told.
I still don't know what I'm saying, but I'm like her up.
That's right.
That's it right there. That's the best way I know how to explain.
That's it. Now why I've seen it never heard.
That's right.
That's
right.
Seen it all yet. It's going to be precious. I tell you what, feeling the Spirit's precious. It's more precious than gold to me or anything else, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, I praise the Lord for His
presence. Amen. Bible said in Romans chapter 8 that God has given us of His Spirit, and our spirit bears witness with His Spirit that we are the children of God. And like William and Melvin just testified right there, there's a witness, and it's a spiritual witness to let you know about things that may not be able to be known no other way except the Spirit makes them known. And I'd like to also invite you to come back tonight. The Lord's given me a tremendous message for tonight, and I'm looking forward to preaching tonight. But I ask you to come tonight. I've had a good week. Man, the Lord's blessed me, and I'm looking forward to preaching tonight. My pastor mentioned over there last night, he said, Lord, there have been times that I've looked forward to preaching. That's where I'm at. And I'd like to invite you to come back tonight at 5 o'clock. Bring somebody with you. I promise you this, I don't believe you'll have any regrets if you do make it back tonight. I know it's going to be good. I've got somewhat an idea what the Lord's going to say tonight. He'll probably say a whole lot more of what I've got in mind, but I'd like to invite you to come back tonight. Thank you for coming this morning. Has anybody else came there in your heart this morning?
Praise.
All right, Brother Richard.
I want to give praise. Thank you for this day, for all his blessings. And the Lord says, listen to what different one says. Sister Anita, what she's talking about the men that she'd met with this week. And you know, I don't exalt myself at all, because I'll be like, I'm the least. But there's things that I have thoughts, you know, about myself, where I need to be, you know. Of all the gifts and he gives of the music, of the preaching, of the teaching, he gives love first.
Amen.
That's right.
And that's what will prevail outside the church.
That's yeah. Right. Amen.
God bless you, Brother Richard. Well said.
You know, I'll get it out in a minute.
Yes.
But you guys here are talking about these men and their demeanor, the way they treated everybody, the way they were. You know, the tattoos and the dirty clothes and all, a lot of times it's a disguise.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the way it's sometimes for Satan to keep us away from them.
Yes, you brother. Well said. Well said.
But, it's hard.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
But with all that said, you know, with all the things I see I need, improvement in my life, what's one thing I see I need?
Yes.
Because, you know, I don't want to ever be so high that my arms won't reach out.
God bless you, Brother Richard. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because I never said in the Bible where I'd be exalted above anybody.
Bless you, brother. Whew. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
But I do praise Him for what He puts in my heart.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Amen. God bless you, Brother Richard. Appreciate him sharing that. Amen. And God exalts the humble, resists the proud. And I don't want no proud feathers. I've had a few, but I don't want them.
Amen.
Amen. God's able to bring that down. But I'm glad, praise God, I walk before Him humbly and honestly and holy. The Bible says, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. And I do believe we need to live holy for the Lord. W-H-O-L-E and H-O-L-E.
For my holiness, without love in your heart ain't worth two cents.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Ain't no good.
Bible talks about some having a form of godliness, but it works, they deny Him. In other words, it just don't add up. I mean, it's kind of like our politicians sometimes, they talk out of the side of their mouth, and they say one thing to do something else. But as children of God, buddy, we need to manifest the Lord in this,
right.
In this world we're living in. Amen.
Appreciate Richard's love.
Yeah, boy.
I much appreciate
him
helping Kevin
Hepner
here.
Yeah.
And I think the Spirit's bearing witness right there now
that
he pleased with his being here with the
Hepner
step here.
Amen. It's always a welcome sight to have Brother Richard here. Love him to death.
I love the Lord as far as I thank him for Calvary. I thank
bless
him for
you.
That blood for me.
Yes.
I always want to praise and thank him. And
amen.
Leave it on this side of this earth because I don't want nobody to miss out.
Amen.
Nobody. I love him this morning.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate that. Bring your Bibles back tonight. I'm going to read a lot of Scripture. And I don't see no other way around it. But after I get all the Scripture read, I am going to preach. And I'd like to invite you to come back tonight. Bring your Bible back tonight. I promise you it'll be good. Are we done? All right. Brother Howard, you're standing. Go ahead and dismiss us for the prayer there, brother.
Lord, again, we thank you for this and other opportunity to be in the house of work. Lord, we thank you for all many blessings that we have this day. We thank you, Lord, for the plan of salvation.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you, Lord. It's so simple to do with you.
Yes, Lord.
And we just pray, Lord, in the name of God.